share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A post on the Entrepreneurship and Startups in Malaysia Facebook group by Facebook user Richard Kerr asking about the potential solutions to the worsening traffic over Klang Valley has gained traction as netizens posted their thoughtful responses on dealing with this pressing issue. Many Malaysians have no choice but to tolerate the situation, with subpar public transportation options or living far away from their workplace. Some have even resorted to quitting their job and suffering mentally due to the long commute hours. Malaysians suffering from long commutes. Netizen Ken C commented, I live in PJ and work in Cheras. I have been working in the same place for almost 20 years. Finally, due to the horrendous traffic and long drive that's affecting my health, I decided to quit my job. No regrets. Netizen Yan L agreed that the commute was way too long and could be better spent doing other things. I agree. 90 to 120 minutes by two ways traveling to work is ridiculous. Most times, it's just sitting and waiting and moving a little. Driving a car equals being alert, that's up to 4 hours a day of brain power better spent elsewhere, not to mention the cost involved in buying, maintaining and running a vehicle. Malaysians come to the rescue with solutions. Here's the list of suggestions by Malaysian netizens. 1. Implementing WFH. Young KJ bravely revealed that work from home is the answer. I can sleep more and start fresh the moment I open my eyes. Work overtime also with no feeling because I can shut my laptop and walk to the kitchen for lunch, dinner after that. There is no need to waste time and energy driving, save petrol and toll, and fewer cars on the roads. Everyone wins. Nikita W. proposed that WFH be brought back in place. 2. Improving the public transportation system. Everyone is recommending that the public transportation system be improved. However, KL Lights have a different perspective when they gave it a try. Another user who took the LRT also commented on how jam it was. 3. Decentralizing the Klang Valley as an economic hub. A few netizens suggested instead on macroeconomic measures. Kai W. said, quote, the government should do economic decentralization. Don't just focus economic development on Klang Valley only, but also focus on other least developed regions like Malaysia's northern states, east coast states, and Sabah and Sarawak. Also, build infrastructures to accommodate the workers in these states, such as more efficient public transportation systems like in Klang Valley. Manmeet R. agrees, and suggests that each state focuses on different industries. 4. Emulating other countries. However, a Malaysian who is currently living in South Korea disagrees. He responded that, while a great idea, it might not work out in our country. 5. Building train stations near low-cost residential areas instead of rich places. While this one is a no-brainer, Jessica O mentions that, ooh, man, I hate to say this, but public transportation should be built around low-cost housing. Not at rich people's places. I saw this station built around a luxurious residential area. Those in the B40 group have no choice except to use cars to go to work since there is no nearby accessible station. 6. Some say it's a change of mentality. It is undeniable that Malaysia's mentality and stigma on taking public transport are still present. Jason W. observed that, if you go to other big cities like Tokyo, London, people there like to walk and take the train, subway to go to work. Even a company's CEO or big bosses will take the train to work. How about Malaysia? How often do you see a CEO take a train to work? They would rather be stuck in a jam inside their Benz. We have to make car ownership undesirable with fewer fuel subsidies and higher car ownership taxes. Mode N agrees that everybody wants to be seen in a car. 7. Segmentizing commutes based on select times and days. A thoughtful netizen proposed a segmentation of travel based on the working hours of companies and working days so that drivers are on the road on a staggered schedule. A. Partition the working hours of companies. 0800, 1600, 0900, 1700, 1000, 1800, 1100, 1900, 1200, 2000. B. Partition the working days. Tuesday to Saturday, Wednesday, Sunday, Thursday, Monday. 8. Making politicians ride public transportation? Last but not least, a netizen wants politicians to take public transportation. While highly unlikely, maybe this could change their perspectives? Eyes. We love it when Malaysians come up with solutions to big problems, and the suggestions above might just work. It is undeniable that a significant policy change is needed to reverse decades of pro-vehicle infrastructure and incentives. While the government is trying to do good by improving our current public transportation system with broader coverage and more reliable services, more is needed to be done. We hope that Malaysians will one day feel how Japanese and Singaporeans have it good by not needing to have a car at all. Do you agree with some of the solutions above? Share your own ideas in the comments section below. Also read. Majin got his phone snatched at PJ traffic light after rolling down his window. PDRM arrests suspect. Source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook. Source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.